This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. We left off our last podcast with the first half of the Super Bowl VI between the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. So we will now go over the second half. The second half was not what you would call a very exciting half of football. The Dolphins were only down 10-3 at halftime, even though they had been pretty well dominated statistically. But there was still a chance they could come back because they were only down by a touchdown. So Dallas received the second half kickoff and quickly went to work. Two runs and a pass to Calvin Hill gave them a first down at the 47-yard line. Dwayne Thomas ran for 8 and then for 20 yards. Thomas now had 76 yards on just 11 carries. A reverse to Bob Hayes gained another 16 yards. And two plays later, Thomas scored the Cowboys' second touchdown. That made the score 17-3. My brother and I finally relaxed. A good kickoff return by the speedy Eugene Mercury Morris gave the Dolphins good field position at the 37-yard line. But the Doomsday defense, led by 11-year veteran Bob Lilly, shut the Dolphins down again, and they were forced to punt. The Cowboys took over at their 26-yard line. Two runs and a pass to Walt Garrison gave them a first down, but Thomas lost 5 yards on the next play. That play was followed by a delay of game penalty, which made it 2nd and 20. A 3-yard scramble by Staubach was followed by an incomplete pass. Dallas was forced to punt. Miami again had good field position at its own 42, but after 3 straight incompletions, Dallas had the ball again. But the Cowboys also went 3 and out. Miami took over on their 28. Two runs gained 8 yards as the third quarter ended. By the end of the third quarter, the Cowboys had outgained the Dolphins in total yardage, 277-117, and in first downs, 18-5. But Miami was still only down by 2 touchdowns with possession of the ball and a full quarter to play. The last stanza began with a pass to Warfield, giving Miami a first down, and more importantly, some hope. But that hope would be quickly dashed. On 3rd and 4, linebacker Chuck Howley intercepted a Bob Greasy pass at midfield. Howley ran it to the Miami 10-yard line before losing his balance and stumbling to the ground. It mattered little that he didn't score, because 3 plays later, Staubach found tight end Mike Ditka all alone in the end zone. That made it 24-3, and the game was all but over. Miami took possession at their 22. A screen pass to Larry Zonka gained 16. Then a pass to tight end Mar Fleming gained 27. Zonka ran for 6 yards, and that was followed by a deflected pass. On 3rd and 4, Greasy again connected with Mar Fleming to the 16-yard line. It was clear now that time was running out on the Dolphin season. They at least hoped to score a touchdown to make the final score respectable. But once again, hopes were dashed. Miami fumbled the ball on the very next play. 2 runs by Dwayne Thomas gained 5 yards. On 3rd and 5, Staubach connected with Mike Ditka, which put the ball near midfield. At that point, Thomas ran for 7, Garrison ran for 18, and Staubach scrambled for 5. The next two plays gained only 4 yards, which gave Dallas a 4th-and-1. The field goal unit then came out, but it was a fake. Holder Dan Reeves ran for 7 yards and a 1st down. Calvin Hill lost 4 on the next play, but a reverse play to Mike Ditka on the very next play brought the ball down to the 1-yard line. If not for a Calvin Hill fumble on the next play, the final would have been 31-3. But it didn't matter. There were only 2 minutes to play. Miami ran 4 plays and Super Bowl VI was over. It wasn't a very exciting game for the average football fan, but for Cowboys fans like my brother and me, it was our long-awaited victory. We celebrated all night long, and unlike most Monday mornings, going to school wasn't so hard. We couldn't wait to brag about our Cowboys. My brother and I didn't know it at the time, but this Super Bowl would have more future Hall of Fame players than any other Super Bowl before or since. And one player on the field that day had already been enshrined in canon. Ernie Stotner was the Cowboys' defensive line coach. He was inducted in 1969 for his great NFL career as a defensive tackle. For reference, Cowboys head coach Tom Landry would be inducted in 1990, and president Tex Schramm was enshrined the following year. Dolphins head coach Don Shula would be inducted in 1997. Cowboys executive Gil Brandt would be inducted in 2019. As for the players, here's the list of enshrined players with the year they entered the Hall of Fame. Offensive tackle Forrest Gregg, a backup player in the game, was inducted in 1977. Receiver Lance Allworth, 1978. Cornerback Herb Adderley and defensive tackle Bob Lilly, both in 1980. Receiver Paul Warfield, 1983. Quarterback Roger Staubach, 1985. Fullback Larry Zonka and center Jim Langer, also a backup player in this game, both 1987. Tight end Mike Ditka, 1988. Quarterback Bob Greasy, 1990. Guard Larry Little, 1993. Defensive back Mel Renfro, 1996. Middle linebacker Nick Bonacani, 2001. Offensive tackle Rayfield Wright, 2006. Wide receiver Bob Hayes, 2009. And finally, safety Cliff Harris, 2020.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes.